the Shroud of Turin. I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Revelations 1:18. In Turin, since 1578, Northern Italy is one of the most puzzling, controversial, and studied pieces of cloth in human history, the Sindon, or the Shroud. The Shroud of Turin is preserved in the chapel of the Shroud in the Turin Cathedral and is deemed to be the grave cloth of Jesus. The Shroud is the full-length photo-negative image of a man front and back bearing signs of the wounds and corresponding to the gospel accounts of the torture that Jesus endured in his passion and death. The image of the Shroud is much clearer in black and white negative than its natural sepia color. It was first observed in 1998 on the reverse photographic plate of amateur photographer Secundo Piglia, who was allowed to photograph it while on display. The Shroud is marked with burns, scorches, and watermarks. The triangular-shaped areas are patches that are sewn on in 1534. It went through fires, to Turkey, in a wall for 400 years, the Crusades, wars, and France. In 1450, the royal family Savoy became the owners of it, till 1982, when it was donated to the Pope. The man on the Shroud. He was naked, 5'10.5", about 175 pounds. He had a beard and shoulder-length hair. He had an enlarged chest from heavily painful breathing. He was beaten with a Roman flagrum, John 19:1. He had puncture marks on his skull, John 19:2 and Mark 15:19. He bled while upright on the cross. He suffered most wounds while alive. Swelling on his left cheekbone, John 18, verse 2. Wound on his side with no swelling, indicating this happened after his death, John 19, verse 34. Dirt on knees and tip of nose, containing minerals found in Israel. Blood smears from upper shoulder are thought to be microscopic oak remains, John 19, verse 17. Pollen belonging to the plants in the Middle East, John 19:40. Pollen found on the Shroud's surface from 28 plants. Professor Avonim Danin, Israeli botanist and professor at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, confirmed in 1997 the presence of flower images on the Shroud, verifying 28 different pollen species and plant images, many that grow only around Jerusalem. In March and April, at the time of the Passover, that is the time when some 10 of the plants identified on the Shroud are in bloom. The Zygophyllum dumosum plant, for which there is a pollen as well as the image on the Shroud, grows only in Israel, Jordan, and Sinai. The Shroud was a quality cloth. It is a linen cloth woven in a 3/1 herringbone pattern and measures 14 feet 3 inches by 3 feet 7 inches. The dimensions correlate with the ancient measurements of 2 cubits and 8 cubits, consistent with loom technology of that period. This cloth of more costly weave pattern belonged to Joseph of Arimathea, a wealthy man. John 19, verse 38 through 40 says, Joseph of Arimathea took the body of Jesus. Then came also Nicodemus and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloth with the spices, as the manner of Jews is to bury. The type of blood on the Shroud. The blood on the Shroud is a real human male blood of the type AB. This blood type is rare, about 3% of the world population, with the frequency varying from one region to another. Blood chemist Dr. Alan Adler and the late Dr. John Heller found a high amount of the pigment bilirubin consistent with someone dying under great stress or trauma, making the color redder than other ancient blood. Then for more details on his blood and the total number of 24 chromosomes, see the pamphlet The Ark of the Covenant Awaits, page 4 and 5. See the inflicted wounds, specifically the scourge marks on the shoulders, back, and legs of the man of the shroud match the flagrum, the Roman whip, which has three leather thongs and having two lead or bone pellets, the plumbata, on the end. The lance wound in the right side matches the Roman hasta, a 4 by 1 centimeter spear wound. Iron nails, 7-inch spikes, were used in the wrist area versus the palms, as commonly depicted in medieval art. These marks, combined with the capping of thorns, which is not found anywhere else in crucifixion literature of ancient Rome or the Jewish historians, create a unique signature of the historical Jesus of Nazareth. The wounds on the back of his body are just shocking. Many would not survive such a scourging. Hence, Jesus was too weak to carry his cross all the way and only hung on his cross for 6 hours before he died. What is the Sudarium Christi? In the Cathedral of Oviedo in northern Spain is a linen cloth called the Sudarium Christi, or the face cloth of Christ. It is often referred to as the cloth of Oviedo. The Sudarium Christi is a poor quality linen cloth like a handkerchief, measuring 33 by 21 inches. Unlike the Shroud of Turin, it does not have an image. However, it does have blood stains and serum stains from lung fluid buildup, matching the blood AB of the shroud. The Oviedo cloth was placed around the head at the time of death on the cross and remained there until the body was to be covered by the shroud in the garden tomb. Then it was removed and placed to one side, John 20, verse 7. Oviedo scholar Mark Guskin notes that the practice of covering the face is referenced in the Talmud, Moed Katan 27a. How did the image come about? Although many have tried to prove that the shroud is a fraud, as of today, hundreds of scientists have found no explanation for the image on the shroud. All theories, from scorching to bioplastic coating, from painting to vaporographic theories, every last one has been ruled out. The only alternative is the image of the shroud was the result of the resurrection of his body. The amassed evidence for its authenticity is indisputable, says Dr. Peter J. Shield. In less than the twinkling of an eye, in the twinkling of an eye, the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. Scientists suggest Turin shroud authentic. The European researchers with the Italian ENEA, the National Agency for New Technologies, replicated the depth and coloration of the shroud image using a 40 nanosecond burst from a UV excimer laser. This test is the first time any aspect of the image has been reproduced using light. These findings support the idea that the image of the shroud was made by a sudden flash of high-energy radiation. This refutes the possibility of forgery, since lasers were obviously not available in medieval times. If you download a copy of the pamphlet, you will see the reference material. The 1988 press conference of the British Museum on October 13, 1988, announced the years 1260 to 1390 as the shroud dating. The controversial results of the carbon-14 tests, published in the scientific journal Nature in 1989, did not publish all the data because it was not provided by the British Museum. In 2017, the French researcher Casabianca filed a legal action against the British Museum, which oversaw the carbon-14 testing labs in 1988. The museum finally released all the raw data. They proved that the cloth sample is not consistent. The results, famously reported with 95% confidence, are suspect. The carbon-14 test labs violated the original sampling protocol established in 1985. Three different samples were to be cut. Instead, only one sample was used. The test administrators cut the test sample from the most handled area of the cloth, the outside corner edge. Dr. Rogers explains in his in-depth study, it was taken from an area of the cloth that was rewoven during the Middle Ages. Jesus said to Pilate, "Who is of the truth? Hears my voice." The shroud was and still is described all over the net as a medieval hoax and the shroud debunked. More insight into pseudoscience, read Pandora's Box. Also read, is the resurrection scientifically possible? And for Jesus' suffering, see the whipping boy. And we have the references. This pamphlet is primarily adapted from J. Michael Fisher, who adapted it from the original article by John C. Iannone. At johanpeters.in, you find 65-plus A4 pamphlets like these on a variety of subjects, from creation to kingdom come, along with audio recordings, a good study Bible, 9 books, 27 prophecy bites, etc., etc. All downloads are free, no cookies, no info requests, so we can spread the news.